Hi everyone, welcome back. In this particular module, let's begin a discussion of those financial statements. So let's go ahead and go to the next slide with me. And let's review real quick. Remember from the previous discussion, we defined financial statements as the set of accounting reports that are used to convey information to outside users. And we said that there are four major financial statements: the balance sheet, the income statement, the statement of owner's equity, and the statement of cash flows. One other thing to keep in mind before we begin our discussion: these are important. These are a major topic that are covered in this course. So you really want to be comfortable with what these statements are as we go through our discussions here through these different modules. Be comfortable with what they are, what sorts of things we find on these statements, and what are the important relationships on the financial statements. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And let's start with the first one, the balance sheet, also referred to as the statement of financial position. The balance sheet, let's give it a definition, is the financial statement that portrays, and we'll see three things on this financial statement that portrays, one, the economic resources owned by a company; two, the debts that are owed by the company; and three, the amount of the owner's investment in the company. So let's hear that again. The balance sheet is the financial statement that portrays, one, the resources owned; two, the debts that are owed; and three, the amount of the owner's investment in the company as of a specific point in time. The balance sheet is just like a snapshot. We come in today and we take a picture, and it tells us what these resources, debts, and owner's investment are. 2 months from now, we'll come back, we'll take another picture, and the resources, debts, and owner's investment will have changed. So the balance sheet is referred to as a point-in-time financial statement because it tells information about these three items as of that specific date or that specific point in time. It's like a snapshot. Go ahead to the next slide with me. And there you see the definition of the balance sheet again. The financial statement that portrays, and you see those three items we find, and at a specific point in time. Now these three items on the balance sheet, three very important items in accounting, three very important definitions in accounting. Let's go through these. The first one, the economic resources owned by the business. What do you call this? I bet you know. Answer to yourself real fast. What do you call the economic resources the business owns? Those are the company's assets. What do you call the debts that the company owes? Well, those are the company's liabilities. And the amount of the owner's investment in the company is referred to as either equity — you may hear it called stockholders' equity or owner's equity. It's all the same thing. It's just easier to refer to as equity rather than either of the other. So this balance sheet, let's rephrase our definition. Financial statement that portrays the assets, the liabilities, and the equity of the company at a specific point in time. Please go to the next slide with me. We might think of the balance sheet in a slightly different way. And we might think of the balance sheet as the statement that shows the resources that the company owns, the assets, and the claims against those resources. Who would have a claim against the assets of the company? Well, those folks that have lent the company money, the creditors — that's your liabilities — and those folks that have invested money into the company, the owners — that's your equity. So you have the assets, the resources that we own, and then the claims against those assets. The creditor claims against the assets of the business, and the owner's claims against the assets of the business. And that kind of brings us to a very important idea, and that idea is this fundamental accounting equation. The most important equation that we talk about in all of accounting. In fact, virtually everything that we'll do this entire course will come back to this relationship, the relationship between the assets, the liabilities, and the equity. the relationship between the assets and the two claims against those assets. This fundamental accounting equation is that the assets, the resources, must always equal the liabilities or debts plus the equity, i.e. the owner's investment in the company. A must always equal L plus E. Everything we do, everything we talk about, must hold that equation true. Assets always equal liabilities plus equity. Fundamental accounting equation. Please go to the next slide with me. Now that we know what the balance sheet is, the financial statement that portrays the assets, liabilities, and equity of the company at a specific point in time, let's spend a little bit of time and go through the different pieces of the balance sheet. Let's start with our assets, our resources. And as you can see here from the slide, there are two major categories of assets. They're the current assets and the long-term or non-current assets. Let's start our discussion with those that are current. We can define a current asset, before we give any examples, as an asset that is expected to be either converted into cash or expire, i.e. be used up, within 1 year. Current assets, assets that we expect to either convert into cash or we expect to use up within 1 year of the date of the balance sheet. Now go to the next slide with me. And let's list out some examples of current assets. What could be assets that we're either going to use up or convert into cash within a short period of time, defined as this 1 year? Well, one example is cash. Cash is already cash. It is the most current of all current assets. Another example is what's called an account receivable. An account receivable represents money that is owed to the company by its customers. For example, maybe I hire you to come cut my grass or come shovel snow or whatever. So I hire you to do something. You come out to my house. You do what you're supposed to do. You either cut the grass or you shovel the snow. But I don't pay you right away. I say, send me a bill. Well, at that point, I now owe you money. That is referred to as an account receivable. It's considered a current asset as well. Another current asset is inventory. Inventory represents the product that we sell to our customers. A fourth current asset, supplies. Now, don't get supplies confused with inventory. Supplies are simply items that we use in the normal course of business. They're not inventory. We don't sell supplies. We're not in the business of selling supplies. If we were selling supplies, they would be classified as our inventory. Inventory is what we sell. Supplies, things like paper and pencils and whatnot, things that we simply use as we run our operations. Now, what you see here on the slide is not an all-inclusive list. Cash, accounts receivable, inventory, and supplies, while very good examples of current assets, are not the only current assets that exist. As we move through the course, we'll add to this list. We'll learn additional current assets. For now, those are the four that you want to be comfortable with. Those are the four that you want to know are considered current. Please go to the next slide with me. So our current assets, those assets that we either are going to use up or convert into cash within a year, then we have our long-term assets. Kind of an easy definition once you hear the current asset one. Long-term assets are assets we expect to own for longer than 1 year. Assets we expect to use in operations for more than a 1 year period. Now, these long-term assets really can be divided into two different categories. All long-term, but two different types of long-term assets. We have what's called PP&E, stands for property, plant, and equipment. And we have our intangible assets. Let's talk about each one individually. Go ahead to the next slide with me. PP&E, property, plant, and equipment. These represent long-term assets that have a physical substance. Assets we expect to own for longer than a year that have a physical substance, meaning I can go up, I can see it, I can touch it, I put my hands on it, I feel the asset. It's got some sort of substance. Common examples of PP&E, we'll list three of them, are the land or property, the buildings or plant, and the E, of course, is the equipment or machinery or furniture, or all of those sort of roll into the idea of equipment. Land, buildings, equipment, all good examples of long-term assets that have a physical substance. One point to note, it's not something we're going to deal a lot with here in this chapter, but next chapter and following chapter we'll see it in depth. But it's worth noting now that there's this item referred to as accumulated depreciation. And you'll find this accumulated depreciation right there on the balance sheet as a decrease of property, plant, and equipment. So when you're going through the chapter and you're looking at the balance sheets that they provide for you, don't be shocked to see that. It's not something we'll deal with in this chapter that much, but we will most certainly hit it and hit it pretty hard over the next couple of chapters. But recognize that you'll see it as a decrease to the PP&E on the balance sheet. Okay, so what you see here are the long-term assets that have a physical substance. Go to the next slide, and let's talk about the intangible assets. Also long-term assets. Also assets we expect to own for longer than a year, except these ones lack a physical substance. These ones we can't touch or see or feel. But it doesn't mean they don't exist. It doesn't mean they're not assets. You just can't see or touch them. Common examples of intangibles. Well, what do you think? I'm going to give you the first one. And then usually once people see the first one, they're able to come up with a couple of others. One real good example of an intangible asset is a trademark. Another good example, what do you think? A patent. Finally, a third good example of an intangible asset, a copyright. So those are all good examples of long-term assets that do not have a physical substance. So the total assets of the company consist of those that are current, i.e. those that will be converted into cash or used up within a year, and those that are long-term. Those that are long-term are then subdivided into those with physical substance, PP&E, and those that lack physical substance, intangible assets. Please go to the next slide with me. One other key point about assets. Remember when we talked about generally accepted accounting principles, the rules that we had to follow when preparing financial statements? Well, here's the first one we're going to talk about. It's called the historical cost concept. And the historical cost concept states all assets must be shown on the balance sheet at their cost, i.e. the amount that we paid to acquire them. The cost concept requires assets be shown on the balance sheet at their cost. Assets are not shown, the alternative, of course, being market value. We do not show assets on the balance sheet at what they're worth. We do not make adjustments to those assets when their value goes up or down. None of that is important in terms of accounting and the balance sheet. The balance sheet shows assets at their cost. That's an objective number, one that we can prove, and that is the historical cost concept. The first generally accepted accounting principle, first of many, that we will talk about this quarter.